Hare Krishna. We have some questions here. One is an interesting one. Krishna Priya Devidas, he says, it is said that at the end of this year will be the end of the world. How should we adjust to this, and how should we take such predictions? This was a question asked in 2012, and as it happened, the end of the year didn't happen at that time. So it's a good lesson that there are so many doomsday predictions. People have many different ideas of when the world is going to come to an end, and if it's going to come to an end. Best that we follow Srimad Bhagavatam's teachings in this regard and not get distracted by other type of speculative or empiric or Lord knows what type of predictions. Let's believe what Srila Prabhupada said, what Srimad Bhagavatam says. The end of the world will come at the end of Lord Brahma. Then we know that there's a end of the world. And what happens between now and then? Well, one type of pralaya is that the end of the world comes when we leave our body. For us, that will be the end of the world. And hopefully, it will be the end of the world permanently. We won't have to be introduced to this world once again in another body, but rather we can go back home, back to Godhead, and that is the end of the world that we should really be looking forward to. Anasuya Devi Dasi says that we read that when men lose their seed, that debilitates them. Is there anything similar to women? Not as a general statement, but of course there's another and our other statements that, like men, women who indulge in illicit sex, in other words, sex for any other reason other than procreation, they decrease the duration of their life, they become unhealthy, of course they lose their spiritual potency, their tejas, and so on. Whereas those men and women who engage in sex life solely for procreation and bringing about Krishna conscious children in this world, they actually are engaging in an act of worship and sacrifice to Krishna. And so the Lord says, Kamosmi. He says, I am that type of sex life. The next question is from Gopi Bhav Devidasi, who coincidentally was in hospital and had a very serious operation yesterday. She's been in a lot of pain for many months with spinal problems, and anyone who has anything like that knows how painful that can be. And she's supposed to be going back home today, so hopefully this operation really solved her situation and she's going to be better now. Anyway, her question is, how do we deal with people who are criticizing our spiritual master in public forums? Neglect them, ignore them, leave them, don't talk to them. Unfortunately, this is Kali Yuga, where everyone's got something to say about everybody else, where people publicly criticize, where they criticize on the internet. Internet is such a good tool, but it's certainly also a good tool for critics and apparatis. These people should be ignored. Critics of spiritual master or Vaishnavas, not just of people in general. It's a waste of time. And even responding to such people, particularly on the internet, just seems to feed them. There seem to be a certain class of people who are empowered to constantly spew out the contents of their mind on the internet. So best ignore such people and such thoughts and get on with positive spiritual life. Vaidavi Devi Dasi is asking this question that once she was here in Nivrtadam, and I mean, she isn't in Nivrtadam, she lives here, but she was asked to perform part of a ceremony that we do at deity greeting, which is to take Radha Shyama Sundar's shoes and to touch they're on a plate, and to touch devotees' heads. In this case, would be ladies' heads with those shoes, thereby giving Radha Shyama's blessings. And she said that someone told her, well, she's a junior devotee, so she shouldn't be offering blessings to seniors, and that's not right. So her question is it or is it not? And the answer is yes, certainly, it's right. If she were just a junior devotee offering blessings to others, please accept my blessings, then that's not proper. But she's not offering blessings, she's offering the blessings of Radha Shyama, which are there, their shoes, the dust of their lotus feet is on those shoes, and they are offering blessings, and we as devotees, we're just via media for that. So there's absolutely no complaint or no harm with her doing that, and she should continue to do that in the same way that younger devotees, for instance, may give a class in the presence of seniors. Why not? They're simply repeating Krishna's teachings. Isn't it that they're trying to supersede or surpass elders, but rather at the request of others, they've been asked to speak and repeat that which Krishna has spoken. I'm not speaking anything new, but rather speaking the eternal teachings of the Lord, which is that which gives blessings to everyone. But in forms of greeting or in terms of well wishes, then juniors shouldn't offer their blessings. They can offer blessings to those who are junior to them, but we shouldn't offer blessings to those who are senior. And Ananda Vrindavan is asking the last question. If we're trying to do service and we know we're trying our best to make honest mistakes but get chastised by devotees, then what should we do? What is the lesson in this? Ultimately, devotees are surrendered to Krishna. Now, we're in Krishna's hands. So however Krishna wants to teach us. Sometimes Krishna is very gentle with us. Sometimes he's rough with us. Sometimes we get praise. Sometimes we get chastisement. And Srila Prabhupada gives the example like parents. Parents are always loving to children. But sometimes they'll admonish their children, and sometimes they'll play with them and bring them gifts. In either case, what's to be known? That parents love their children, and whatever they do, whether they speak harsh words or kind words, it's always out of love. Similarly, we should see that Krishna is speaking to us either kindly or not, or through chastisement through other devotees. And if we learn to see like that, then we can always make spiritual advancement, because yoman pashyati sarvatra, we're learning to do what Krishna says, and that is to see him everywhere and in everything. Hare Krishna.